I knit me a pair of mittens, they call it, with a thong and open.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I knit that, and that was the extent of my knitting. I didn't want to knit anymore. The knitting needles would always just seem like hurt my eyes. They mm-hmm. was blitzing, you know.
And my mother would run a loom, make.
Oh, really?
Clothes.
Mm-hmm. Make thread too.
Except in my nephew's old house up there now, the loom. Mm-hmm. We lived down yonder in the old pegs where she'd warp it, would you call that?
I think that's what they call it.
And they'd hang that on line and roll it on a spoon. And then they put it in there, and I've seen her.
It's rather amusing to watch. I used to watch my aunt.
They'd run that
loom in everybody's hand, they just keep going.
I've seen my... I guess two sisters. I know our older sister.
Yeah.
She got the, that's how come the loom away, she took it on to her home and it sealed that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the old...
Now that old homespun, you call it, cloth was really something. Now it wouldn't wear out.
I bet that was really durable, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was.
I've never seen anybody use a loom.
I can remember how faint recollection is in my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
How fast they'd have to work their hanging.
Mm-hmm. What did you used to say if you were going to put on your good clothes and all? Was there any special occasion or any certain time?
Put on your Sunday clothes.
Put on your Sunday clothes for church? What did you use to keep money and things in?
Pocketbook. Or later got to be change purse and put that in your handbag. Men, they carry about the same, they carry wallets.
Sometimes they weren't much money to do. The little cotton mama, they didn't have much money left.
Yeah.
I've got old cotton bales back on now where my father would sell a bale of cotton for $20, $25, about 5 cents a pound. I had some one time. It got down to 5 cents, but I didn't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I held it.
Yeah, that's something I've noticed since I've been here at home. We, this would be a purse, but I notice here everyone calls it a pocketbook.
Or a handbag.
Mm-hmm. But to me, like a pocketbook is the little thing you put money in.
Yeah, put it inside of it.
Yeah, and people would say,
change.
Get your pocketbook, and they meant this,
yeah.
You know, and I thought they meant a little. Do you ever have any different kinds of jewelry on?
Well, not much. I had beads and necklaces, I believe, way back in the call necklaces,
mm-hmm.
bracelets, watches, rings.
Yeah, now they're making, did you ever make beads and things?
I know they're making them. I'm not going to make any.
Well, people use those now.
I know, they wear those long strand beads now.
Mm-hmm.
And they crochet them, they tell me. They're doing it. Our friends around helping are crocheting beads. But I think it costs them that much if they sell them.
It does. I think so.
But it's a novelty of making.
Yeah. What type of cover did you use on your beds and things?
We call them quilts.
Did you make them?
Yes, ma'am. I've got a stack in yonder now. From here up to that ceiling.
30. Ooh. 30. The man that built our cabinet said one enough quilts in Cleveland County, and he visited us not long ago, and I said, I put 30 quilts in that cabinet, and they're still in there.
Golly.
And my mother told me when I married to always make two quilts a year, and I never would have quilts. And I didn't ever forget that saying.
And you never did that?